It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on Sausalito's proposed one-half-cent increase to the sales tax. The city's primary rationale for this increase is that the money will be used for capital improvements throughout the city. The city candidly admits that it does not have the funds for such capital improvements. During the course of the show, I will review my concerns about this situation and, at the end of the show, suggest a concrete step you can take to avoid being fooled. Similar to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, there are basic things a resident should expect from his or her city. These basics include police, fire, and maintenance of city infrastructure. However you may feel about the first two of these basics, the city has certainly fallen down regarding maintaining our infrastructure. Now, you could argue that the city has taken steps regarding maintenance of the surface problems. However, those of us formerly in the construction industry do have concerns that many of the road repairs are using the equivalent of lipstick for a cosmetic rather than a substantial repair. You could also argue that the city fathers should not be faulted for missing the below-surface repair items, such as the sewers and the stormwater drains. I'd be sympathetic to that argument if the EPA had not issued an administrative order regarding the quality of the sewers in May 2007, over 7 years ago. If the federal government smacking you in the face doesn't get your attention, nothing will. And the city and the Sausalito Marin Sewer District have frequently been cited for effluent discharge into the San Francisco Bay. But if you read the city materials and notices, you could easily assume that the sewers and stormwater drains were a recent discovery, and the city is doing everything in its power to respond. In my assessment, the response to date has been to attempt to tap once again the taxpayer ATM machine. The city has two primary reasons for proposing the sales tax increase. The first is, as I said at the beginning of the show, the city has no money for basic capital improvements. The second reason is that there is a limit to how much sales taxes can be increased. The current sales tax rate is 7.5%, and the maximum allowed by the state is 9.5%. Allegedly, other regional agencies could request an increase in Sausalito sales taxes, and the revenues would go to the agencies, not the city. It is apparently a first requested, first served regarding applying for the sales tax increases. In other words, if other agencies had received approval to increase the sales taxes to the maximum 9.5%, Sausalito be out of luck. Now, I'm surprised that the city isn't going for the full 2 cents increase, but maybe I should be quiet about that. Finally, the city proudly points to the recently conducted voter survey, which concludes that a majority of the voters favor the sales tax increase. I attended the city council meeting at which this issue was discussed, and I pointed out to the council members that I had been approached by a number of people very angry about this proposed sales tax increase. To summarize their comments, they felt that with the sewer rate increase, the parcel tax, and this proposed sales tax increase, Sausalito taxpayers were being nibbled to death by a duck. The council members did not take my comments seriously. I also pointed out to the council members that the admission they had no ability to fund capital repairs was very troubling to me. I had only recently learned that the city's net assets, once adjusted for pension and retiree health benefit liabilities, were only $15 to $16 million, all tied up in public land and improvements. I told the council that this was not much of a rainy day fund for a city with a $20 to $30 million operating budget. It was at this meeting that council member Linda Pfeiffer asked the other members to earmark the revenues from this proposed sales tax increase for capital improvements. For some reason, beyond my comprehension, the four refused, saying they would ensure that the monies would be used for capital projects. Frankly, I was incredulous that the four could be that arrogant. For decades, this council and its predecessors have touted how they balanced the budget, when in reality they were only able to do so by deferring critical capital maintenance projects to future years. That's like buying a car and never changing the oil. Now, these four want you to vote to give them another $1 million a year with no strings attached. What reason would you have to believe these four have changed their stripes? I'm reminded of the old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So what can you do? At its meeting on July 22nd, the council will be considering a resolution to put this sales tax increase on the November ballot. The council did not believe me. The citizens are mad about this increase. Before the 22nd, send the city clerk an email that, one, you are mad about the proposed increase, and two, you would never vote for such an increase unless the proceeds of the increase were earmarked solely for the purposes of capital improvements to the city. We, to all intents and purposes, have been fooled by the city that has claimed to balance its budget while allowing our infrastructure to rot. Let's not be fooled again. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.